Hello, hello, hello. It's Jules here with the August 2015 Soupstones podcast. And this month, the theme I've chosen to focus on is the importance of shopping. So first of all, I'm just going to go through why shopping's important. Then we'll look at, I'll just kind of take you through top level of my shopping habits just to kind of give you some inspiration there, and then we'll go on to our regular segment where I look at what's inspiring me this month. So our theme, the importance of shopping or the shopping habit. So why is shopping so important? So it may seem like a bit of a frivolous topic, but the thing is, if you don't have food in the house, you're not going to be able to cook. It's that simple, it's that basic. So, you know, it might be stating the obvious, but a lot of people kind of, it's a step that gets missed, and then, you know, they're wondering why it's hard to get, you know, meals prepared on a regular basis. So one thing I love, so Daria Rose, who writes a great blog called Summer Tomato, which is all about you kind of controlling your weight without dieting and using the power of habits. And she writes on her blog that it's just as important. Shopping is the food is just as important as brushing your teeth. You know, it should be something that's that right. Well, not every day, but something that you're doing that's just as inbuilt into your life as brushing your teeth. And I think that's a really great analogy there. But all that being said, shopping can also be a wonderful source of inspiration and joy. So it doesn't have to be this awful chore that you have to do every week or every fortnight or however often you do it. So, and I guess probably that leads in nicely to talking about my shopping habits. So, at the moment, this is what's working in my life, and this is something that it's always evolving, it's always changing. But at the moment, when I've got a 2-year-old and running my own business, and we live out of town, so every second Wednesday, I go to the supermarket and do a shop for cleaning stuff and all the staples. Basically, and I do that every second Wednesday because that's the day that my cleaning man comes. So I like to, get out of the house, and it's great to come home to a lovely, lovely clean house. He can do what he needs to do, and that's a really kind of in there like clockwork. So that's happening every second Wednesday. Then because Fergal's at an age where he's drinking a lot of milk, usually on Tuesday mornings, every Tuesday, I'll go into Bungendore, which is our local kind of town. It's not very big, but there's a great little shop there that has some really lovely milk from a really small producer. So because we're going through so much milk, and I really like this milk, I make that extra trip into town. And lately I've been buying eggs, and I usually, sometimes I pick up other things as well. That's really just because I really like this milk, and I like supporting that small supplier. And then, so that's like a Tuesday, every Tuesday thing. And then on the weeks that I don't go to the supermarket, I usually on a Thursday, but sometimes on a Wednesday. Usually on a Thursday, I'll go to the Fishwick Markets in Canberra, which is Canberra's like the closest big town to where I live, the big closest city. And they've got this great market it's all in the one spot. It's got, a fish shop, a couple of different fish shops, butchers, veggie shops, delis, bakeries, like everything that you need apart from a supermarket, all in the one place. So you just kind of park and do all your shopping, which is really convenient and really great. And there's some good produce there. So I love to go there every kind of second week. And then on the weeks that I'm not going to, on the weeks that I do go to the supermarket, I usually on that Saturday, so Wednesday I'll go to the supermarket, then on that Saturday I'll go to the farmer's market. And that's but that's not always what I do, but depending on what's going on that weekend. But that's a real treat to go and be inspired by, all the lovely organic produce, and, talk to the people that are growing the food. So that's, we usually make a bit of an outing of it, kind of get up, rug up at the moment because it's so frosty. And Fergal and my Irishman will come with me, and then afterwards we'll go out for breakfast and just kind of make a bit of a adventure of it, which is really, nice, lovely fun, a family ritual to have. And that's in a nutshell my shopping habits. It is a bit complicated, but that's, it works for us at the moment. So I really encourage you to have a think about your current shopping habit. Do you have one? Is it just all completely ad hoc, or is it something that you you're happy with, or is it something that you could be, you know, you could tweak and make something a bit more regular or a bit, you know, make something work for you better? And I guess the really big thing is that, you know, everyone's different in terms of their, you know, their routine and all that sort of stuff. So it's really important to kind of have a think about what's working for you. And if your habit's working for you, awesome, that's great. But if it's not, you know, it's a really good opportunity to kind of have a think about it and make a conscious change. So that's the shopping habit in a nutshell. And then what's inspiring me this month, a fresh ingredient. I'm really loving iceberg lettuce. So just your classic old, you know, old school, when you think of a lettuce, that's that iceberg is it. It's what I grew up with. And I'm really loving those for wraps and tortillas. So instead of using, you know, a tortilla or other grain kind of based wrap, I'm really loving just, you know, wrapping, you know, salmon. The other night we did salmon and kind of this guacamole dip, and it was just so lovely that you get the fresh crunch. And even though it's winter here, I found it just really refreshing and really lovely. And a great thing about iceberg lettuce is it's one of those ingredients that it's not super seasonal, so you can get some pretty decent iceberg lettuce all year round. So I think in summer it comes particularly into its own when you've got that really lovely cooling Christmas. But even though it's winter here, I've been really, really enjoying it. In terms of pantry ingredient, mayonnaise. I've always been a big fan, but recently, last time I was in Sydney, I bought some really great mayonnaise from a little deli, and it was just such a nice treat. And I just found myself using it on absolutely everything. You know, my eggs in the morning, with salmon for lunch. You know, as a salad, it just there's kind of not many things that mayo doesn't make taste better. So, really, really yum. And usually I make my own mayonnaise. So there's a great recipe on the site if you want to have a go at crack at making your own. It's actually not that hard. Really rewarding. And then you know the quality of the ingredients that are being used, particularly the type of oil. In terms of habit, this is a bit of a repeat from last month, but sleep is a big focus for me still. So Fergal is better. After our trip, he was sick. If you missed last month's podcast, and sleep was my focus then, but he's still not sleeping properly. So he's kind of waking up every you know, kind of second or third night, which is kind of driving me mental. But so I've just got a goal of getting into bed as early as possible. So then whatever happens during the night happens. So that's just me. Sleep, super important. Not very relevant to food, but something that I'm really, really craving right now. And then finally, what's inspiring me in terms of cookbook. Last weekend I was in Melbourne and I picked up a great book called Going Paleo by a Sydney chef called Pete Evans, who's been pretty public in his completely changing his diet and really focusing on going completely paleo. So his stance is, you know, the traditional paleo, so no grains, no legumes, no dairy. You know, no soy sauce, no, he's very, very strict with it. But I've found his book really interesting and, quite inspirational. So it's just kind of making me just think a little bit about my current eating habits. So stay tuned. We'll probably have more on that next month. So I hope you've enjoyed the podcast this month. I'd really love to hear what you're thinking. So either just shoot me an email, jules@thestonesoup.com, or leave a comment somewhere on the website. Really would love to hear how you're finding the podcast. Are they inspirational? Are they not? You know, just any feedback you have, I really would love to find out. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you next month.